when we get stuck in fast forward, we sacrifice a lot. We began, our health erodes, our relationships, people don't have time or focus or attention to listen or be with other people. We also lose the art of reflection. I think we skim the surface and race through our lives instead of actually living them. And along the way, of course, we also become less productive and less creative because we're rushing all the time. And all the time pressure studies show that deadlines are useful, but only up to a certain point. When there's too much time pressure, our creative juices switch off. We go for the low-hanging fruit and we become dull and narrow-minded.
Why did we buy into this if it is detrimental to so many aspects of our lives?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons that we are stuck in roadrunner mode. One is just the economic system pushes us to produce more and more and more. The temptation of the world as it is now, which is an enormous smorgasbord with things to consume and experience. And we want, the natural human instinct is to want to have it all. And the problem is, of course, having it all is just a recipe for hurrying it all. I think also speed, busyness, distraction, stimulation. It's a bit like a drug. We've become speed junkies. So even when we can sense and feel in our bones that it would be good for us to put the brakes on, we don't do it, partly because we're hooked. You know, you give us a moment of slowness, and instead of rejoicing and putting our feet up and sinking into it, we panic and fidget and look for a bit of distraction and speed to fill that void. And then also, I think we've now painted ourselves into a cultural corner where there is a deep taboo against the very idea of slowing down, which means that slow is synonymous in our culture with lazy, stupid, boring, unproductive, just all the things that nobody wants to be. And that means that even when we yearn to slow down, we don't do it because we feel afraid, we feel ashamed, we feel guilty, or we've just simply lost the habit.
I was reading an article recently where they were saying within the City of London now, companies are beginning to realise they've got to pull back, and they're saying to employees, we don't want to see you in the office at the weekend. Does that mirror the stories of other companies?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. I think the tectonic plates are shifting below the surface, and we're now starting to see this awareness that slowness has a role to play, that slowing down is good for you, even in the corporate world. London, New York, right across the business world, you're finding companies waking up to the fact that you can only squeeze so much productivity out of a human being, and that people will work better when they can change gears, when they have to go fast sometimes, but not all the time, when they can slow down as well. So you find companies playing around with cutting working hours or setting aside quiet rooms where staff can go and do massage or meditation or all these things, or putting speed limits on the information superhighway, getting staff to turn off their gadgets, switch off their phones, just slow down, essentially. And the reason they're doing that is not because it gives the board or the company a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's because it works. It makes staff more productive, more creative, less staff turnover because they're healthier, they're happier, and it's better for the bottom line.
How much of it has to do with the seductive nature of advertising the gadget?
Well, there's a huge juggernaut of advertising that pushes towards us the idea that faster is always better. I mean, that's the wallpaper of our lives. The advertising industry is constantly whispering in our ears, you haven't got enough time, you've got to buy this product, this will help you go faster. And then, of course, there's a kind of, especially when you think of Apple products and the high-tech gadgets that surround and populate our lives, there is a sleekness and a streamlined speed aesthetic that they have. And that feeds in to the cultural moment that we're in, which puts speed on a pedestal and makes fast and speed ends in themselves.
Have you slowed down in your own life?
I have slowed down, yes. I mean, that's a big relief for me. When I first started writing about and exploring the whole idea of slowing down, my worry was that I would come up with a book or a thesis that made sense on paper but hadn't really made any effect in my own life. And that's the opposite, actually. I have actually reconnected with my inner tortoise. I have slowed down. You know, I'm a naturally fast person. My metronome is set pretty quick. You can tell by the way I speak. But I'm now living my life at a speed that works very well for me. You know, I used to be always on, always in turbo mode. Now I have lots of different speeds. You'll find me fast when I need to be fast, but you'll find me putting the brakes on and sometimes being completely still and not doing anything at all, which in the past would have been heresy. But now I shift gears back and forth, and I'm living my life rather than racing through it.
So that was a pretty conscious decision to change gear.
I think that any kind of slowing down has to be conscious, because the pressure, both collectively and culturally on us to go fast, and also the pressure from within, because of that taboo against slowing down, the natural desire to go fast, the human hunger for more experience, means that you've got to make a conscious decision to do it. It's just not going to happen without an effort. You know, slowing down is not easy in a world addicted to speed. That's just a fact.
But you're confident that change has already begun and is underway?
I feel that we are reaching one of those, or moving into one of those turning points in history. For the last 150 years at least, everything in our culture has been on an upward curve of acceleration. And I would argue that for the most part during that time, speed was doing more good than bad. But in recent years, the pendulum has swung to the other extreme. And in the last 10 years or so, I would say that our addiction to speed, our compulsion to do everything faster and faster and faster, is backfiring on us in every aspect of our lives. And I think more and more people realize that. And so we are now entering a stage when we are starting collectively to wean ourselves off this fixation on doing things faster. And, you know, like any social movement, like any cultural revolution, it's going to take time. You know, it's you know, if you think of the Green Movement, the feminist movement, I mean, we're 40, 50 years into some of those movements. Big changes have happened. Huge, seismic changes have come down the pipeline, but we still have a long way to go. And I think slow is on the same arc. You know, we're in that early stage now of everybody realizes that there's too much speed in the system. More and more people in every walk of life are finding ways to put on the brakes. It's going to take time to go through to the next stages where it becomes part of the cultural DNA to accept that slow has a role to play. We're not there yet, but we're moving in that direction.